You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on my old black wrist or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's April 8th, and welcome back to the Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, and I got my partner here, Chris. How you doing out there, Chris?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm doing a lot better, pal. For a couple days now, actually, the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, I tell you what, folks, I have been home with a sick kid, and my wife, I got to tell you this, Chris, the wife says, take the kid to the doctor.
Yeah.
I take the kid to the doctor, okay, and checks the back, feels around with that whatever the hell she's got. You know, she's checking out the how she's breathing and all that. And everything is like she's got a respiratory infection.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? That's a $100 visit
right there. It is.
And there was no medicine or anything given out. Come on, man. So
I'm of the mindset, if I'm having to go to the doctor and I have to pay the copay,
you have to have something.
And you got to write me some prescription.
You have to.
Or else I feel like I went to the store and didn't get anything.
I totally agree. And I asked my wife, I said, you know what, you're a doctor. Well, why couldn't I have gotten something? Even a bear's fucking aspirin I would have taken.
Anything.
Yeah. But no, she said it'll work its way out, and she's got a respiratory infection. Kid's been coughing. Kid was coughing last night. Now my wife is watching the kid. So,
man, speaking of aspirin, have you ever seen, like, have you ever been in the emergency room, like after you're there and you get the bill and the print on everything, if they give you an aspirin or something, you see what they charge for it?
I'm Holy sure
shit,
it's a lot,
dude.
Man.
It's like $20 for one aspirin.
Oh, dude. It's like that with everything, though, with cars getting the labor on a car getting fixed is unbelievable.
Oh, it's unreal.
It's $130 an hour to look at your car. Well, not to look on your car, but to work on it. That's $130 an hour.
Yeah, well, except for Joe Bob, the guy who's working on it, you know, he gets the bat.
You know what? He's probably making $27
an
hour.
Yep,
which he thinks is the world.
Well, of course,
they're pocketing the other 110.
I need to open a auto body shop, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll take that extra $100 an hour.
Well, I did sit home. I had nothing to do. I turned on baseball. You know, good to have baseball back.
Yeah.
It was so good watching a couple games and so forth. The kid wants to watch Little Pony or whatever the hell she's watching. So I got her going on Netflix on that. I'm watching my baseball. Things are working out. You know what? I don't know why they even show this goddamn thing. I don't know why they show women's basketball.
It's
the worst. It's like seeing white people in the 1950s play basketball.
It is the worst. I was.
It's so boring.
And I saw, I don't know, it was on one of the sports shows the other day. I can't remember if it was on the radio or what, but this guy was on there, and he's saying, you know, the average, I think it was the WNBA, you know, the average WNBA player, she makes like $70,000 a year, you know, compared to whatever the average NBA player
is. I think that's a lot.
I'm like, who is paying these people $70,000 a year? Who is going to these games?
I'm telling you, Chris, this is no bullshit. I think you and me could put a couple guys together, even get Tony. He could be our center. He'll just foul the shit out of him.
The big man.
I'm telling you right now, we could beat these WNBA teams.
I do not think you're wrong about that. And it'd be more entertaining, I'll tell you that. God, it's like watching paint dry.
I know. And here's the thing. I think we could beat them in basketball. I think we could take them on in soccer.
Yeah.
Their national team, I'm telling you right now, they're American team, and I think we could put up 10, 11 guys like us, and I think we'd give them a game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think a strong high school, you know, like a men's high school team.
Yeah, boys' high school team. Huh?
Yeah.
Don't even use the word men.
Yeah, well, boys. Yeah,
boys. Boys' high school team could probably put up a game again.
Oh, there's no question.
It's just not exciting for me to watch.
The basketball's the worst.
Now, I'll tell you this, though. Tennis, I love watching women's tennis. That's, they really go after it, and they play good. They play hard, and they're very hot.
Yeah, well, I've actually have hit some some strong players, hit some balls. Some strong, like, some women's players. Man, I mean, they're, you know, not obviously equally as good, but really, really good.
No kidding. What's that one Russian chick that makes moaning sound after she hits it every time?
Yeah, we had her sound effect.
Oh, I'd like to hear it again. I like to hear it again. If you can find that, that's great. In more news here in sports, I got to bring this up to you. This is something.
Yeah.
St. Louis is looking for a football stadium.
Yep, and a team, I think.
And the team might be bolting out of here. But my point is, are we really wanting to put up that much money for a stadium?
I don't think that we are. I mean, if you ask the majority of the, you know, the people in this area, I don't think anybody's wanting to fund it themselves, you know, with having to pay higher property taxes or any of that.
Well,
I don't.
Why is it that we have to support a billionaire's team? I mean, why can't they put the money up? For God's sake. I mean, you're the one that's got his team out there. And granted that you're looking at a team right now that doesn't even want to be here.
No.
But how can you ask the people in St. Louis to put up the money?
Well, especially in an area where, you know, a lot of the areas are struggling here anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to add, you know, an extra amount that someone's going to have to pay.
That's crazy.
I mean, no one's going to the games anyway.
Well, I got a solution to this.
Yeah.
The Ocho Man's going to come through here for St. Louis.
Again.
If only the people in Missouri would listen to the Ocho Man on this one. Now, check this out, Chris. Now, you're hurting financially to have this team.
Yep.
Missouri wants this team.
Yep.
Okay? Why not bring pot into this?
There you go.
I'll tell you this right now. People that smoke the pot, they get extra taxation on it.
Yep.
I'm telling you, that in 10 years, you could pay that fucking stadium off, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, look at nothing, Colorado.
And nothing will come out of the people's pockets that are like, hey, I don't even care about football. Why don't you take care of St. Louis first? So these people would benefit. People that are smoking pot, shit, they don't even have to go through corners and shit now to get the weed. They can get it through legally.
Yep.
They would be happy. They would be happy to pay the extra taxation on it, too.
Yep.
Everyone would be happy about this.
Well, and the individuals who are, you know, actually, you know, sick and need it would have access to it without it being illegal.
Well, that's for sure on that one. But I'm saying, I'm not even talking about that. Let's knock that one off, because I really don't care about. It's for the sick. I'm talking just like Colorado. It's open.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
It's
both.
Yeah. It's for what is that? What's that word I'm looking for that you could just smoke it at?
Recreational.
Yep. That's what we're talking about. Recreational weed, and you would pay that stadium off. I'm saying to you right now, in a conservative 10 years, you would have $1 billion stadium paid off in the state of Missouri. If they did this, all the proceeds taxation wise would go to that. Boom, you got yourself a stadium.
No, I think you're right.
And no one would lose money on it.
Well, and I've been seeing there's a lot of support in the state of Missouri for marijuana, for recreational and medical marijuana. I've been seeing it a lot on social media, and there's actually, I believe that the vote is going to happen in a year. I believe it's going to be on the ballot, a referendum. Yeah,
in Missouri as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And there's a huge, a huge amount of support for it. And I've actually seen some friends of mine who are lawyers and who are involved in politics and the government who are speaking out, saying, you know, we need this here. We need the money and we need the access.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at two states right now, Illinois across the river. They're hurting for cash. But you know what? I think they're on the right track with the weed situation. I think they're going to be making a lot of money on the tax once that thing pops up.
Yep.
And on the Missouri side, I haven't yet heard that much, so I'm glad to hear that from you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, there's actually a recent article about it. I will make sure it's up on the Ocho Man's social media. So
why not? Why not put that up? I mean, shit, man. Everyone's bitching about, I don't want to pay for this. I want to pay for this. Why not meet people in halfway here? Hey, you guys don't have to pay for it. Just bring up the marijuana deal.
Yep.
and have them pay for it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do we know, though, right? Yeah. What do we know? Yeah. What do we know? Those guys run the show.
Leave it up to the politicians.
And they make everything difficult.
Yep. There's no question about that.
Hey, I mentioned Illinois.
Yep.
And, you know, on my free time, I got to tell you, man, I like to, when I'm getting away from sports, when I'm done betting and all that, I like to go out and fish a little bit, right?
Yeah, nothing wrong with fishing.
Matter of fact, yeah, I got to take you one of these days.
I'd love to go. I haven't been in a while.
But here's my thing going with people. I'm going to tell you this straight up. When I go with someone and if they catch something, I'm kind of pissed off. I kind of want to outdo him now.
Yeah, you want the bigger fish.
I want the bigger fish. I don't know why that has to happen like that with me. I can't stop with the goddamn competition.
You can't stop with the competition. Well, it's in you. You just got to beat him.
I got to beat him. And I'm always, exchanging different type of baits and stuff, trying to find the right one. It becomes, just don't catch the first fish. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Yep.
But if you do catch the first fish, do not catch this fucking fish. It's it's called the paku.
What's a paku?
Well,
that sounds terrible.
A paku or a paka, it's PACU.
Uh-huh.
And they found this fish at Lake Lou Yeager.
Oh, I've actually been there.
You've been there?
I've been to that lake. It's about an hour from St. Louis.
Well, they thought the damn thing was a piranha.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is worse than a piranha.
I didn't know there was worse than a piranha.
Yeah. The piranhas, I was watching this one show called The River Monster.
Oh, that's a great show.
You ever watch it?
That's a great show.
I love that
show. That's an awesome show.
I mean, this fucking guy, he's always jumping in the fish, jumping in the same mud river with them and everything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And one time he did jump into a whole little pool of piranhas.
Jesus.
Yeah, he jumped in and nothing happened to him, though. Nothing happened to him. But I would not jump in with this little paku bastard. This guy's a little dangerous. Well, anyway, they found this paku in Lake Yeager and Lake Lou Yeager.
Yep.
Hate to not say the Lou. And
yeah, especially for anyone who wants to stay away from it so they don't get their nuts eaten off by this fish.
Yeah, this Jeremy Wade hunted for the legendary Peku after hearing that the reports of the fish killing local fishermen. This is that stuff that you've seen on that, what is that? That show I just mentioned.
River Monsters?
River Monster. Yeah. And this one, this is the fish. So this was sighted in Lake Lou Yeager. So if you guys are out there swimming or whatever,
Don't,
because this thing, this little thing here, attacks the testicles.
Oh, that's the worst nightmare.
Yeah. He goes after the testicle. The little prick sees your testicle and goes after it.
I don't even want to think about this.
Just imagine.
I've got that weird stomach ache that you get when someone hits you in the balls.
I know. Just imagine. I mean, weekend saying, you know what, I need to relax. I need to go out. Maybe I'll just take a little dip in this Lake Lou Yeager.
The weather's nice now.
Yeah, cool. What the fuck is just floating? It's your balls. It's your balls up in the top of the...
Is that some bubble gum? Oh, wait a minute.
No, wait. That's blood and that's my balls.
Oh.
It's pretty bad. You got that story about that 12-year-old kid in Illinois, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say. So this guy, he's from up out Chicago area. So for everyone in Chicago, you should.
I can't believe this. I gotta get a seminar from this kid. Go on.
So he goes on to ESPN and fills out his bracket for the NCAA tournament and hits it. Had the number one bracket on all of the brackets submitted to ESPN.
He hit everything?
Yeah, he hit everything in the, I believe he got everything in the final four right. Let's see. Out of 115,000 entrants, he was the guy who had the most right, and he was eligible to win $20,000. And ESPN is now saying to him that he does not get the prize because he's not 18 years old.
Why didn't they just let the kid not play then? Did they even ask that?
Nope, they should have stopped him from entering the thing. And if anything, I mean, come on, it's horseshit. Offer the kid something. Offer him a scholarship to a school.
$20,000 is 1 year at Mizzou.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Honestly.
It's horseshit. So, anyway, the guy, but he was actually... good sport about it. He came out and said, I'm just happy to have got to play and that my picks. Well, that's horseshit.
You know
he wants the money. I would want the fucking money.
If an Armenian hit that, you know what we would have done?
What would you done?
I would have said, kid, give me the goddamn thing. That's mine now.
Well, I don't understand why.
The parents even allowed that.
Well,
yeah.
Or, if I'm the dad, I just step in and I say it was mine.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then I steal the money from him and I go have a vacation.
Hey, here's your $5,000, kid, that you won.
Exactly.
Now, still on sports, I should have brought this up a little earlier, but the NFL is bringing a sideline referee that's a female now.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't care because these referees suck anyway. These referees suck anyway.
They're awful. Never,
yeah. Well, what are we going to bring up that day? That day in Green Bay.
Yeah.
When they robbed the Cowboys of a win today.
It was a catch, damn it.
It was a catch. It was a catch by Dez.
Yeah, this girl was the a substitute. Before, whenever the refs walked out or whatever, they had the dispute, like the contract dispute with the NFL refs.
Well,
and they had the
fill-in
refs. Yeah, and she was
a scab worker.
Yeah,
huh?
A scab ref.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's even better.
Yeah, the other refs all really love her.
Exactly, a scab woman NFL ref.
Oh Jesus!
And that's probably not the best one to start with, but.
I gotta bring this up, man. This was kind of good story because this is meat that you eat.
Sure, yeah.
They're saying they just came
meat
up with a
beat.
Yeah, they just came up with a thing about this that says that if you eat more rare meat,
yeah,
you live longer and you get less gray on the hair and you don't show signs of maturing as much.
Really?
Yeah, if you get your steak well done, that means it's putting gray on your head, and they said your hip will start acting up and all that shit.
What? I mean, is it something that's released in the meat when it's heated up or something?
I have
or?
No fucking idea here, and I was going to read this off to you guys, but I can't find the goddamn thing. These letters are so damn small. I'm losing my eyesight.
He should have ate.
I'm losing my eyesight.
You probably ate all your steaks well done, and now you can't.
No
fucking
kidding.
See.
And you know what? The problem is, Chris, at home, she wants it well done all the time.
Well, there it is. That's why you can't
not
see.
Not for me, though. Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. What I do.
I gotcha.
Not what I do is when I'm making those kebabs, those Armenian kebabs.
Man, I'd like to have one of those.
I'm eating those before I even bring them in.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm like having a taste. I'm having a toast
that's
with
how
my
it
boys.
Should be.
And we're enjoying it. And that's what they're coming up with here. According to research published by ICAHN School of Medicine at Mount Sinai.
Oh, the Icon School of Medicine. I gotcha.
Is that Icon?
Yeah, I think it's Icon. I think it was
the School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in the United States eating a diet that's high glycotoxins.
Oh, that stuff. Okay.
Could be seriously damaging to your health and accelerating your aging process. So basically, if you eat a ton of well-done beef, you're going to be sporting gray hairs and hip problems in no time at all.
Yeah. I'll stick to rare.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm
anyway.
Saying. I like it rare. Like
I do
them.
Too.
I hate when fuckers, when I make the steak and all that, they want A1 on it. They want to make it juicy.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Well, you know what? If you wanted it juicy, I should have given you medium well or something like that. Don't get it well done where it's goddamn like a belt.
It's
you
like
ruined,
a brick.
Yeah, you've ruined my $13, $14 pound steak.
Yep.
Prick, you.
It's useless.
Anyway, what do you got going over there?
Well, I was
going
to say, speaking of the Armenian area and that part of the world, they the day in Istanbul.
Oh, my Turkish friends.
Yeah.
I love them.
They there was a fatwa.
A fatwa? What is that, a fart?
An Islamic fatwa, like a declaration, was released. And
it
states that members of the Islamic faith, it is now okay for you to use toilet
what?
Paper.
Toilet paper?
It is now okay
It is now
okay? For members of Islamic religion for you to use toilet paper.
What the fuck did they use before then?
That was my exact question. Why is it now okay for you to use toilet paper? If it wasn't before, what did you use? It was water.
God,
water.
Damn it.
That was all that was okay for the Islamic people to use to wipe their ass is water.
You know what? This really explains them being pissed.
Oh, fuck. If my ass was all itchy and shit
itchy,
all the time.
Itchy all the time. It's like you got a little snake crawling or a little worm going back and forth. You know what? There's been times on the road.
Yeah.
When you go to a rest area, maybe you don't wipe so good.
Sure.
Maybe you don't wipe so good.
It happens.
Like 40, 50 miles down the road, you start squirming around a little bit. You know, you're trying to get the, you're trying to find that right, and you can't itch your ass.
No.
You know, and.
No.
And you're pissed.
Yeah. So.
That
explains that into an entire population of billions, and what do you have? A bunch of smelly
asses.
No wonder they hate the West, because we all have toilet paper.
Yeah, and we don't smell.
Yeah, exactly. So
I mean, they're all around each other. Hey, Abdul, you got that funky comadina on your bed. No. I just didn't wash that good.
But I think that, you know.
And what happens if the plumbing goes?
Yeah. I guess you're really fucked then.
Yeah.
But.
What do you do? Go to your neighbor. You can't go to your neighbor and say, give me toilet paper. You got to go to your neighbor and wash your ass.
And I use your hose.
Yeah.
Well, no, but the way I look at this should be a huge story. Because in all reality, I mean, if you look at this story from a realistic perspective, this could be the end of Islamic terrorism.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
All of a sudden, millions and millions of people of the Islamic faith all over now have access to, you know, to Downey or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Bounce.
Bounce, yeah. And Charmin.
Yeah.
Charmin, those extra soft. That's another thing, too. Us using the toilet paper, we have soft. We have extra soft.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even know what the hell that
triple
means.
Triple ply, quadruple ply.
What we can do, Chris, after our whole condom thing down in Venezuela.
Brazil or Venezuela.
Venezuela. Yeah. That's where we're selling our condoms down there. How's that sale coming along? Yeah. How are we doing down there?
Hauling in the trucks of money.
A truck full of money. That's
of money
right,
for
baby.
Each condom.
You know what? If we ever did do something like that, I guarantee they would stop our truck and we'd be having to fucking take all these condoms. They would do something with them, and we've paid like over $10,000 worth of condoms
for
all gone to hell.
But what I think the U.S. needs to do now to combat ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm.
exactly like we did in Vietnam, we flew over the mountains and the jungles in Vietnam, and actually we dropped some condoms, huge condoms, okay?
Wow, huge condoms.
And the reason we did was to scare all of the Vietnamese soldiers into thinking, oh, these Americans have huge penises.
Wow,
we should
which
be scared
means
of
they're
them.
Badasses.
Exactly. So instead of that, we need to fly over Iraq and all these areas and drop some toilet paper, okay?
Yeah.
And the fatwa decree that says they're allowed to use it, okay? Once it starts circulating its way through ISIS crew, they're like, what the fuck are we fighting for? We can wipe our asses now.
We got toilet paper now. We got a
God bless America.
Half our battle is complete.
Literally,
now.
Yeah.
We can have a clean bungho with toilet paper.
And
we all
live happily ever after.
So happily ever after.
I think the world has changed, my friend.
It is changing every day, and it seems like it's going to hell more and more every day.
Yeah, that's true.
That one guy, man, I seen that. That was bullshit. That one black kid that got, I don't know if he was a black kid or not, but he ran from the cops. And
did you see that? I saw that.
And this guy, this cop takes him down. It was
hard, but he was arrested for murder.
Well, he should be, because you know what? There's a lot of great cops out there. There's a lot of great cops out there that are doing their job, and they don't need shit like this. You know, they already got enough pressure on them. They don't need this fucking idiot to be taking down a guy like that, and then next thing you know, all cops are supposed to, they're making all of them look bad like that, which is bullshit, because my brother-in-law is a cop at University City in St. Louis, and I tell you what, those guys work their butts off, and they do everything the proper way.
Yep.
So God bless them. But you know what? You got bad apples in everything.
Yep.
Lawyers got bad apples, so any case, I'm glad that that's being justified now, you know?
Yeah, he shot that guy like 16 times from the back.
Eight times.
Or was it eight times? Yeah,
eight times, and then he handcuffed him. like someone's going to take the corpse.
Yeah, that's like I'm gonna eat my steak.
Why don't you time the tree, too?
I'm going to eat my steak and then grill it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stupid.
I got to tell you this. The tallest people in the world, who do you think they are?
Oh, boy.
What country?
I will say...
I'll give it a thought.
I'm going to say Nigeria.
That's a good guess, because I just thought when you said that, I thought of Christian Okoye. And,
yep.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's
I'm completely wrong. That's okay.
It's the Netherlands.
Really? The Netherlands? Well, I guess that makes sense.
Tall Dutchman appear to be driving people in Netherlands to get even taller due to a natural selection a researcher have found over the past 200 years.
Wow.
People in Netherlands have grown, being some as the shortest people in the world, have grown 7.8 inches.
Holy shit.
7.8 inches, man. That's close to 8 inches they put on.
Yeah, that's close.
I wonder what
inch.
The hell it is.
I'll tell you what else is close to 8 inches.
Yeah. I wish I had 8 inches, I'll tell you that.
I'm with you.
Oh, man. But that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
you know,
that's
Armenian
a lot of research,
guys,
though.
Armenian guys are all short. Now, every time I go to a party, I'm like 5'9 and a half. I feel like Will Chamberlain. I feel
are
like
Armenian people short? I didn't know Armenian people were short.
Most of them are short. I like hanging around
with the, you know, like the Kardashians. Are
yeah,
short.
I got a buddy Garlic and you know
Garlic.
No, not Garlic. God damn it, he's my buddy. No, that's Garlic. Yeah, Garlic and he goes by Gary. Imagine
now,
that.
Perfect. Yeah. I love that.
And you know, I stand by these guys, and I feel like I'm towering them.
It's got to be a great feeling.
It's a great feeling. Yeah. I feel like I'm like 6'2 or something, you know?
I would love to feel like I was.
But
6'2.
It's we're kind of short people. But we're fun,
yeah,
and we're loving guys.
All,
I don't know what the hell.
All the Armenians, you know, Armand's not a big guy.
Oh, he's a short
guy. He's a little guy.
Dude.
How's he been?
He's been doing good. He's now up in Chicago doing a script up there, and hopefully we'll have him on Friday.
That guy's an important guy. He's all over the place.
Yeah,
he's everywhere.
Yeah,
Armand everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere, all right. But
he's
here.
Omnipresent.
Yeah.
He would like that word.
Yeah,
Armand would appreciate that.
I'm sure he'd take a shot at both
yeah,
of us
sure.
for anything we say.
There's no question.
No.
It could be completely accurate, and he would find a way to take a shot.
I guarantee it. And he'd do it by his educational way.
Yeah.
By
Washington University.
Yeah, making us look bad with it.
Yeah, he's a smart guy, though. I miss Armand, having him around.
Yeah. Well, he should be back Friday. If not, we'll definitely have him back next week, and we'll see what happens with that.
You know what? I was going to suggest this to Armand, but I'll say it to him the next time we see him, but I'll say it right now, too. He needs to start the whole process to prepare to be on another one of these game shows, okay? Because he's been, you know, he's great at the game show.
Oh, there's no question.
And every week we need to discuss the process here on the show and update it on, you know, how he's doing in the game show preparation, and then actually like to go with him and have a show from the game show,
Wow.
You know, like before and after when he does it. And hopefully he walks away with a whole bunch of money that we can all split.
You know what? I don't think that would be totally out of the realm either.
Yeah.
The thing that would be with him right now is he's got like 3 scripts that he's been working on. So that's what's hindering it from coming on to the show and
yeah.
so forth. But, yeah, as soon as he gets that all straightened out, I guarantee you the guy would love to. I mean, he's just a cool guy.
He's a good guy.
Everything about him. If he had a slice of bread, I said I'm hungry, he'd give me half of it. That's how this guy works.
Have you ever been fishing with Armand?
No, he doesn't get into any of that shit. I'm telling you right now, all he cares about are chicks.
No, I was going to ask because he would be the guy who I feel like if he had the opportunity would try to be the one to get the first fish.
Oh, you know
There's
what,
no
though?
Question.
Don't ever beat him in a board game.
Is he bad? Is
oh,
he getting?
Fuck, he becomes like a little baby.
Does he say you cheated?
No, he's like, all right, one more time, fucker.
I was going to ask you
one
also.
One more time, till he gets it, and then he's proven that he's superior over here, and next thing you know, okay, I'm done with you.
Is there anybody in the office here at the station that you've ever been out fishing with? I'd be very interested to know the answer to this.
Well, I tell you, I've been with our GM, and he kind of got real bored. He's
I can see that.
Yeah, all he wanted to do was drink and get the fire going and stuff like that. So he wasn't really up for it.
Is there anyone here you'd like to go with? You'd like to or not like to go fishing with?
Or like to take out there and maybe kill?
Yeah, or that.
Yeah. Probably I like to take Jimmy out there.
Jimbo.
Yeah, I'd like to tie him to a bobber and throw him in the middle of the lake.
He could show you how to swing the pole really well.
Yeah, I'd like to swing the pole.
Yeah.
But
he'd show you the right stance, I'm sure.
Stance, yeah. Of course, on how to throw the fishing pole, fishing line into the water.
He'd do a show about it, probably.
Probably. And our next guy is probably Teo.
Yeah.
Teo would be the one that you would want to, if there were like a pack of wolves, you'd want to probably hit Teo's leg and break his leg so the wolves would attack him.
I feel like his leg would break really easily just because he gets sick really easily.
He's a sickly guy. Yeah. He's a sickly guy. Don't do that to him. He's a sickly guy, I tell you. Then we got Tony. We better bring enough grocery because if this fucker doesn't eat, he's going to eat us. Out in the woods.
So what you're saying is he's not worried about who's catching the fish first.
No,
he's just going to be the first one to eat it.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
And especially don't go there if it's like snowing. If there's an avalanche or something, we're fucked. We're fucked if we got Tony there. You never know what the hell he's going to do.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's sad news, though. I got to tell you, man, that Roscoe P. Coltrane, remember him?
Roscoe P. Coltrane, yeah.
You got any lines on him on Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, I've got one. Hang on.
I don't know if you guys all remember Roscoe P. Coltrane. I tell you what, I used to love that Dukes of Hazzard. I used to love Daisy, man. Come on, all of you out there.
Who's coming by here just any moment now. I can feel it in my bones.
That's him. Beautiful, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I think everybody liked him.
Yeah, and everybody liked Daisy, too.
Yeah. Speaking about stuff that's sad, man, did you hear about the airplane crash with the guys from Illinois State University here in Illinois?
What happened?
So they were flying home from the basketball tournament, NCAA basketball tournament, on a small private plane, and it crashed here in Illinois.
Did they
die?
And
they're all dead. Everybody on board. I believe it was their...
Shut up, man.
The head basketball coach.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I think yesterday.
Oh, my God. That's horrific, man.
Sure,
and I was like
an article.
I was so happy with Illinois State doing what they were doing. The whole team is dead?
No. It was just seven of them. It was like the staff.
Seven of them? That's practically the whole team?
No. It was staff. It wasn't the team.
It was the staff?
Yeah, it was the were the guys named? The head. I think it was the head coach.
Oh, fuck. That's so fucking sad.
Corey Ward. Yeah, the head coach.
Maybe they got something with these planes. You know, we keep making fun of Jimbo and not flying an airplane, but you're seeing it more and more now.
And this is exactly what I was saying to him earlier when we were in here in the studio. I said, holy shit, man, I'm starting to reconsider your proposition here about not flying
airplane
crashes.
Man. Yeah. It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah, it was about...
Jesus.
It says here the accident happened about 8 miles away from the school.
Miles away from the school.
From the campus.
What was it? Like bad weather? What made it fall?
Let's see. They were on a Cessna 414, so a smaller plane. And it says on here that it's still being investigated.
What is this, one of these one-engine planes?
Yeah, I think it was a
single engine. You see, that's
a
fucking
plane.
Problem right there, Chris. Yep. I'm not jumping in anything that says one engine.
No.
Give me two engines.
I want a backup.
Yeah, I need a backup. I need a backup engine. That's so sad.
No, it actually has a backup engine. Holy shit.
It has a backup engine.
It's a dual engine plane, yeah.
Well, it didn't work?
I guess not. That's what it looks like.
Man, I've been on those damn things too, man.
I have too.
I've flown to Florida on the, when we've had our horses running. We've been to Kentucky on those, been to New York. God. And they're damn comfortable too.
No,
I got to tell you.
It's a
hell of a party damn plane.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's unfortunate.
Rest in peace, my friends. And James Best as Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yep.
Rest in peace. You know what? I used to love that show. I used to love Daisy. I think that was one of the first ones that we all experienced our male bonding with, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
That one was mine, and I got to tell you, what was her name? Generally. and the other one was Lonnie Anderson. Lonnie Anderson of WKRP in Cincinnati.
I think
that's a little before your time.
Yeah,
but
no, I don't remember. I mean, I remember the show, but I don't remember her.
Yeah, she was hot, too. She was really gorgeous. Anyway, that's what we got there. You got any emails out there today?
Yeah, we do.
Well, hold up.
What I was going to say. We're going to have to wait until after the break here.
Give me the big break. Give us the big advertisement out there, Chris.
It's that time.
For all of our listeners looking for great new designs in MMA apparel, look to the new clothing styles of Lambs to Lions. That's right, Lambs to Lions has got new styles with old and new put together. Boxing, MMA, everything. Go to lambstolionsbrand.com and check out their line of clothing.
It's the book the Wrestling Observer calls a must-read for any MMA fan. Jonathan Snowden of Bleacher Report describes as riveting and amazing, and thefightnerd.com says nothing is held back. Pick this book up right away. Is This Legal? The inside story of the first UFC from the man who created it, written by UFC founder Art Davey and me, Sean Wheelock, with the foreword by John McCarthy, is now available to listeners of this podcast at the special price of $12.48. That's far less than you'll pay for the book on Amazon and half price of what you'll pay in store at Barnes & Noble. Buy it directly from the publisher now online at ascendbooks.com and enter the promo code LEGAL50. That's ASCENDbooks.com, promo code LEGAL50. Learn the true story of how the UFC came into existence in the book that Randy Couture describes as honest, shocking, and enthralling, and that has a rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars from Amazon Reader Reviews. Is This Legal? The inside story of the first UFC from the man who created it by UFC founder Art Davey and me, Sean Wheelock, with the foreword by Big John McCarthy. Available now online at ascendbooks.com for just $12.48 when you use the promo code LEGAL50.
Bow, 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 bow. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Hey, Chris, you know what? We got a new segment.
We do.
Yeah, I really like this segment because every week we're going to come up with this. You know what? Here's the thing, too. It doesn't just have to be us. It could be you guys that could send us an email, too. It's called...
That could be anybody.
Yeah.
Facebook, you can send it to us on there.
I mean, this could really apply to any one of us on the show here.
It could apply to a lot of us in this building.
Yeah. It's called Have You Heard About the Lonesome Loser? Okay, give us a little beat on this. I love this tune.
Great song.
Well, we're going to have this. We're going to have You Heard About the Lonesome Loser every week. And this week, we've got one in Argentina. Fill us in, Chris.
Okay, so this guy, Jose Alberto.
Jose Alberto.
Sounds like a nice guy, huh?
Yeah, he sounds like that shampoo guy.
So, Jose, 58-year-old man in Argentina. He lived alone. That's a shock. He's a lonesome loser.
58 years old, living alone.
So, Jose, he doesn't have a home phone, doesn't have a cell phone, doesn't have the internet. He's actually a shepherd. He works out in the fields.
Okay. Oh, he's a shepherd. Good.
Honorable profession.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
So,
enjoying the nice, crisp air.
So no one had heard from Jose for a while, and they started to get worried. Then some neighbors had reported that there was an odd smell, which that's not ever a good sign.
You got sheep all over the place. Why wouldn't there be an odd smell?
Any story that you read where someone who lives by someone reports an odd smell, that is never a good sign.
Especially if you're a sheep herder, yes, and they say that there's a smell.
An odd smell.
That's an odd smell.
Yes. So anyway, investigators open Jose's apartment.
He's got an apartment or a house?
He's got an apartment. He's
How the fuck apartment. Does he have an apartment? I'm picturing a little cottage with sheep.
No, he's got an apartment. He's got an apartment in Argentina. Jose... Yeah. Is in the bed. He's not alone, though.
Oh, he's got a check.
Well, he's not alone. Jose was found dead in the act with a scarecrow.
What do you mean in the act?
He's
got to be naked.
He's naked, and he's involved in some action with a scarecrow. Now, this just isn't any scarecrow, okay? This is a male scarecrow. Okay, if there is male or female,
yeah,
this is a male scarecrow. He looks like a man. Like he's made, you know, he has, you know, the drawings on his scarecrow face are male drawings. However, Jose has added a wig that is
a female wig
and some lipstick, as well as an 8-inch strap-on penis.
What?
So now we have a cross-dressing scarecrow with lipstick and a wig that allegedly authorities are listing the scarecrow as the aggressor in this sexual relationship.
Oh my God, man. This sounds like a horror movie.
I mean, this guy has to be the loneliest guy on the planet.
This sounds like that Jeepers Weepers. I don't know what the hell that was, but that was the scarecrow comes to life and shit.
That was the greatest thing I've ever heard. The scarecrow was the aggressor.
So he's got a strap on the scarecrow.
On the male scarecrow, who is also dressed like a woman.
Well, so was he doing it in the... What's going on here? What do you mean?
He was getting it in the ass from the he-she scarecrow.
So was that thing still in him?
Yes.
When they found him?
Still inserted.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this shit, man.
Yes, still internal.
Oh, Lord.
Still parked.
Oh,
and that's how Jose decided to meet his maker.
And did the scarecrow have a smile on his face?
Yeah, but someone asked if the authorities who released this were going to arrest the scarecrow for assault because he was the aggressor.
Right?
Because they actually said this in their report that the scarecrow was noted in the police report as the aggressor.
As the aggressor.
It's a fucking inanimate object.
It's a fucking scarecrow. And the scarecrow was still intact? I mean,
allegedly.
There wasn't straws out there?
I would imagine.
I mean, I don't know what kind of wild sex he's having with the damn thing.
I would imagine that there was some scattered straw. The wig was still on the scarecrow. The lipstick was still viable. The male features were still viable. And the dildo was still attached.
You know what, though? I'm telling you right now, if this poor fucking Jose guy got set up by someone...
Well, that would be some shit, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Because now you've got everybody in the world discussing
thinking
your
the
story.
Scarecrow banged your buddy here.
Yeah, so someone in the story had indicated that, quote, Jose was a very lonely man. Well, obviously, okay, the guy's screwing a scarecrow. But someone else in here who indicated that they had known him or whatever had thought that he was in some sort of a long-term relationship
with the fucking
scarecrow.
Maybe they had a fight. Maybe they had a breakdown.
They must.
Maybe
must
that was one
something.
Of the aggressive fucks that.
I don't know. It's. Poor one of the strangest
guy.
Things I've ever heard.
I don't know who I'm feeling sorry for here. The scarecrow
or
the guy?
I know. That's what I mean. It's like you're the scarecrow. Are you a man? Are you a woman?
And,
you know?
And imagine if you're that apartment landlord. Now you got to try to rent this fucking place out. I got Jose Alberto, who's a ghost, going, fuck me harder, fuck me harder.
Oh, imagine the listing. Apartment for rent. No scarecrows. Have murdered anyone in sex here.
No. We don't have anything
that is not,
like that.
That for sure hasn't happened here.
Everything is good in this apartment. Everything is normal. God, I sound like that guy, that German guy that did my hair piece again. Jesus.
I can't forget.
No, don't mention his name.
Schmon Schmeiman?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Jackal.
Hey, you got any emails for us for today?
Yeah, we have an email here. Hold on.
Oh.
We are going to load it up. Hey, let's go to the Ocho Man's picks of the week.
All right. Give me my music and all that. That wasn't my music.
Nope, that's not your music.
That was a lonesome loser.
I
hope I'm not the loser on this one.
No, you are not. You're not the lonesome loser. Here we go.
Get ready. Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, baby. Well, Chris, I tell you what, I haven't been doing that bad lately. I've been really picking it up. Last time we did our show, I went 3-1. So we're doing all right again. We're back out of the valley. We're peaking again. Peaking, I tell you.
Peaking.
That's what we like to hear. And NBA action for tonight. Here's a +8.5 team that I like tonight. Phoenix visiting Dallas. And I like Phoenix in the spot. I'm taking the +8.5 on the road. I'm all over that. They got to beat me by 9, and I'd like to see them do it. I'm going to take Phoenix on this one. I got an NHL action for you guys tonight. And I'm going right back to Dallas here, but this time I'm with Dallas. I'm taking Dallas on the road against Anaheim. Money line +155. Boom. That's a big dog there. I'm going to take all over that one. I'm going to take Dallas +155, and I'm going to take the puck line here +1.5. I like Dallas to win this one. And MLB action tonight. I got Colorado. You know what? I like a three-game parlay, guys. I like a three-game parlay. I like Colorado +132 over Milwaukee. I like Kansas City -120 at home against the White Sox. And you know what? I'm all over Cincinnati here, +107 at home against Pittsburgh. That's what I got. And my horse picks, I tell you, my horse picks have been doing pretty damn good here. I've been doing pretty good at Fairmount Park in the St. Louis area. So if you guys are out in this area in St. Louis, look at Fairmount Park. There's some plays coming at you this Saturday. If you want to go to the track, that's Fairmount Park Racetrack, and get the green sheet. That is my green sheet. I put it out there. I produce it. I get it everything. I find some winners out there for you guys out there. So buy the green sheet, and I hope you guys win out there at FP. And I hope you guys win on our picks for tonight. And if you're going to play these picks for tonight, go to our site at Ocho.com. If you're in Mexico and in South America, we got a great gaming site. It's called Ocho.com, and you can't go wrong with it, my friends. Put some money into the bank account out there. Find our site, put some money in, and let's start making some money at Ocho.com.
Yeah, lots of ways to deposit. All the good odds are on there all the time. So if you're in Latin America, man,
you know what?
It's the best option.
We got guys.
And it's legal. It's licensed.
It's legal, and we've got guys around the clock that are always trying to find the best odds.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
honestly,
not going to find odds any better than ours.
No, and then we're making that just so we can make it inviting for new people to get on board.
Yeah.
Our odds are always a little bit better.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I was able to locate the email here.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so this email is from a guy named Alex in Omaha. I think Alex has emailed before. I don't know, but
Alex in Omaha.
Alex. So Alex,
we had a guy from Memphis last week.
Yeah,
right?
From Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we got one from Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us, Alex?
I don't think Alex is the only one who's wanting to know the answer to this from the Ocho Man.
All right.
But Alex asks, Ocho Man, what do you think of Andrew Harrison's remarks after the loss the other night? He used the racial
right.
slur.
Yeah.
Or
you
the
know
N-word.
What?
And then he says, is the N-word always racist? Or in today's world, is it not as bad to say, depending on who you are?
You know what? It's how you use it, I really think.
Yeah.
I mean, every day you're seeing it in rap songs, in you know, they're using the word all the time, and you know, I don't know what to tell you on that one, Alex. I mean, to be honest with you, that's not one of my professional cups of tea on that. But I'll say this: he was forgiven by the other guy, and so you know, let's just move on. Everything is going in the right direction. I mean, fuck, I'm not good with that racial stuff at all. Everyone should. I have a hard time with people that take race into effect. The people that take being gay. I mean, fuck, let people live. I mean, well, who the fuck are we to judge anybody? Honest to God, that's you're an American. You're an American, or wherever you're at, be proud of what you are and what you're doing and so forth. I mean, fuck, I don't know. I just don't have time for worry about shit like that. That's why I really get tossed around in emotion when I see a Reverend Sharpton. I mean, he's going from one stage to another, and he makes a big scene about this and that. I mean, he makes much more of a stink than what shit is, really.
Yep.
You know? Well, I love black people, and I love gay people. Everyone should just get along. What the fuck? We are nothing special in this world.
Well, speaking of stink and shit,
yeah,
we got one more email.
Oh, you got one more.
And this is from Steve in Cicero, Illinois.
Cicero.
Is it by Chicago,
that's
right?
Chi-town, yeah. And you know what? There's horse racing up there.
Is there?
Hawthorne Racetrack is right there. Yeah. I've been there all the time. It's like old Italy.
Well, Steve.
I hope Steve doesn't know me.
Steve might know.
Yeah.
So what Steve wants to know is, Ocho Man, did you happen to see the home opener with the Cubs and the Cardinals? I guess he means home opener, the Chicago home opener. What are your thoughts on the situation with Wrigley Field and the stadium upgrades on opening day and not having the bathrooms completed?
Steve. Well, you know what? Do what they do in soccer in Europe. They just piss and shit right there on the spot.
Well, that's what was happening in, like, the concourses in the hallways because, like, did you hear the wait time for some of the bathrooms? It was an hour to
an
go to the
hour.
Bathroom on opening day at a Major League Professional Baseball Stadium.
You know, Chris, you've missed about four or five innings.
No, I know. That's what I mean. You've missed half the game.
Yeah, that's uncalled for. If you're not going to have the toilets fixed, then move the fucking game to Chicago White Sox land or something. I mean, that's silly.
It's insane. Especially with how much, you know, I mean,
people
been on
paid
opening
a
day,
lot
I've been
of
on
money
opening
for
day.
That.
You know how expensive it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then they spent all this money on the new big screen, which is a controversial thing on the outfield of Wrigley Field because
you can't have that.
Yeah, everyone, you know, it you're supposed to get the experience there of being in an old-time ballpark.
I mean, you escape time when
it
you
is.
Go there.
And now you've got a huge screen in the outfit. I don't know.
Can
it
the
just
guy,
seems
can,
like...
Let me ask you this. The apartments in the back, can they still see it from the rooftop, or is that just blocking everything now?
I don't know. It looks like the screen. I mean, it's a massive screen.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have the bleachers ready.
Damn it. I wish you never told me that.
Yeah, they didn't have the bleachers ready.
Who was that from? Cicero?
Steve and Cicero.
I tell you what, Steve, this is all bullshit, and I agree with whatever you're thinking. I'm thinking the same thing, brother. I just think it's out of line. You got to keep some stuff traditional. And Wrigley Field should never be touched. I think Chris shares the same thing on that one.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I thought.
That's what you got on
that?
Yeah,
that's the emails, man.
All right, man. You got anything else?
No, we just, hey. We like the emails. Make sure you keep emailing us. You can send us messages on all social media forums and OchoMan@OchoMan.com.
I'll tell you what, man. Time flies.
It
time
does. Flies. God, it feels like this show's only been on for like 5 minutes now. It's been an hour.
Honestly, whenever you and me are doing this show, man, things are flying all the time.
I love it. I got some awesome feedback. You know, there were some other emails.
That's sweet.
Saying
that's
they enjoyed
sweet.
The show. And
well, I tell you what, we got another show coming up this week, Friday, and we may have our guy here, our little guy, Armand. He may be on the show, which we'll look forward to. But if he's not, you and me again, which I don't fucking have a problem with that at all.
No.
We're having a great time.
I feel like everybody likes it.
Everybody likes it. Everybody likes cock and balls. Hey. Hey. All right, my friends, from Chris and the Ocho Man, we are out of here. We'll see you next time.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who? goes with me. Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.